recorder up just for those that might listen later on. Jesus says, I am the true vine. Now, part of what he's doing here is he's having a dig at the Israelites who are listening to his words, of which he is one. Because through the Old Testament, the old part of the Bible, God said to his people, the Israelites, you are the vine. You are the ones through whom I'm going to bless other people. But sadly, they came away from God and forgot the blessing that they received from him and the blessing they were called to pass on. So Jesus is coming now and saying, well, God has had to start again, and so I am the true vine. And there are three things I want to bring out from the reading briefly that link in with how a vine grows and what Jesus talks about, but also how we might grow in our Christian walk. But first of all, I've got my prop. I do like to have a prop. And the reading is all about fruit, bearing fruit, isn't it? So I come bearing fruit. Not fruit that I've created. I bought it from Tesco. Grapes they are indeed. And these are what a vine produces. This is the fruit that needs to grow on the vine if it is well cared for. And there are three things that a vine, that I suggest that a vine might need to help it grow, to help it produce these fruit. Dare I hold them over the very pale carpet? Well, I'll try not to tread on one if I drop them. I know there are a number of people who have cleaned the church around, so I've got to be a little bit careful, but I'm being careful. So three things that help us, help the grapes to be fruitful and help us to be fruitful as Christians. The first thing is to connect in with the trunk. It's really important for the vine to be connected to the trunk so it doesn't blow around in the wind and end up getting bashed and broken. And there's parallels there with our life as Christians, that if we are connected in with a church community, then we will be protected in some way from the winds and storms of life that come. The second thing is these grapes have grown because the vine is drawn up from the roots. It's drawn moisture, plenty of moisture around today, but it's drawn it up and goodness up through the roots. That's an interesting one because we don't see that going on. When we look at the plant, we can't see that moisture going up through the centre of the vine. But it is definitely happening as we see the grapes enlarging and filling with juice. We know that it's drawing that moisture. And a parallel in our Christian life is drawing from Christ, that who in one respect is described as the water of life. There's that great school song about the water of life that some people might remember. We draw from Jesus the water of life, and then we too help us to be fruitful as Christians. And in the reading there, Jesus talked about ensuring that he is living in his people, that I am in you. And one of the ways we do that is by drawing from it. How do we draw from that? Well, again, a bit like what happens in the plant, it might be a hidden thing. It might be something that goes on in the privacy of our own homes where we pray to God and we call on him to help us when we're going through difficulty. We praise him for the good things that happen. And we remember that through Christ we can come to God because of all that Christ did. As I say, Jesus came to this earth because God wanted to show the world himself. I wanted to connect again heaven and earth. I wanted to connect himself with his people. His family, the Israelites, were meant to do that connection, meant to bless people, but it just didn't work out. So he sent Jesus. Jesus taught, he healed, he worked amazing miracles, and then died on the cross and rose again to restore our life in God through him. We're going to remember that when we share communion later. And we'll use the grapes. We'll use grapes that have been processed, shall we say, a little bit more. So we've got the wine. I've also got some grapes actually on the communion table to share with any youngsters or anybody who wants to come and perhaps is not used to receiving the bread and wine can receive a grape as a reminder of our connection with Christ. So we need to connect to the trunk. The plant needs to connect, the vine needs to connect to the trunk. We need to draw from the water. We need to draw from the water of life. And the third thing that Jesus mentions is the pruning. And we much kind of recoil a little bit at the pruning. But we might know through our lives there are times when we get pruned in different ways. Sometimes other people maybe prune us and prune our behaviour. Sometimes we might prune ourselves when we recognise things that we're doing that perhaps aren't quite right. In a plant, of course, the vine dresser comes across and prunes away those things which are stopping the plant from being fruitful. And that might be pruning away branches or leaves that are taking too much energy rather than creating the fruit that's the point of the plant. In our own lives, well, we know, thinking about our two youngsters that we've seen already this morning, Jensen and Olivia, they're going to need a little bit of pruning as they go through life. First from their parents already, probably, I'm sure, are trying to help them find the best way to live, to make the best choices. And then in other places, at preschool or in schools, there again is a bit more pruning that goes on. And they'll be thinking to themselves, what are the boundaries that are important for them? And the same is true in our Christian walk. As we read the Bible, as we allow the Spirit to guide us, we can see different ways in which we might prune our lives to enable us to be fruitful. And I guess what we might think about then is, what does it mean to be fruitful? And that can mean different things to different people. But there's one verse, a couple of verses in the Bible that talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit is what we receive from God when we become Christians. And the fruit of the Spirit, it begins when it's a list of 9 words. St. Paul writes about it in his letter to the Galatians. And he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There is first 3. And so we might think about those for ourselves. We might want to sense God's love. We want to sense God's joy for us. Certainly we've seen the joy in these two youngsters today, and a sense of God's peace, particularly when life gets difficult. And then the list goes on, but I think those 3 are a good focus for us this morning to help us bring the fruit that God calls us to. I think there's probably a need for love and joy and peace in our world today. And so the more we draw from the water of life, the more we root in and attach ourselves to a trunk that is a church community, and the more we sense what it is we need to prune in our lives, the more we can be fruitful and share God's love and joy and peace with the world. And that's our prayer for Olivia and Jensen as well, as they grow, as they discover their own life in the faith, that they too will share that love and joy and peace with those around them. Let's pray now. Lord, we thank you that you don't just put us on this earth and lead us to it. Your Holy Spirit ministers to us, that Christ came to teach us. And we can still read his words 2,000 years later. But we know that when he returned, when he ascended to heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit on all those who trust in him. And so we receive that afresh this morning, just as Olivia and Jensen receive that afresh as they enter into the family of God. And we pray that we would find a place to root in and link together with the trunk that is your church. We pray that we would find ways of drawing the water of life in our private prayer and worship. And we pray too that you would convict us of those things that we may need to prune in order for our life to be led more closely to what you would have us do. And ultimately, Lord, we pray that we can be fruitful for you, that spread your love and joy and peace through those that we encounter. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing a song now, I think. It's next on the list. And